And I have to say, I know I like a nice cool beer at the end of a hard day at work to ease those stresses and strains. But a small brewery in West Bohemia has taken the healing power of beer to a whole new level and opened the world's first medicinal beer spa. It's located in a cellary at the Chodovar Brewery near the town of Marianska Lasnia. Rob Cameron went along to try it for himself.
Well, there are dozens of spas in West Bohemia, but none quite like this one, a spa where the active ingredient is beer. I'm sitting in a huge metal tub in a combination of a mineral water, beer, hops and yeast, all mixed together. The spa's owners claim that this has medicinal properties and that sitting in this combination of water and beer is actually good for you. With me is the general manager of the spa, Moimir Prokesh. Now, whose idea was it to build a spa where the active ingredient was beer?
Last year we built the hotel here with 90 beds, and we wish to make a good service for the guests. And we try to make a wellness here.
Does it really have medicinal properties? Is it really good for you?
It's really good. We cooperate with the doctor, and I can say it's very good for the skin and for the hair.
So tell me a little bit about the spa, how it works.
You have a bath of mineral water. The mineral water came from a very good spring, 6 kilometers far from here. And then we give 8 to 10 liters special bath beer.
Bath beer. What exactly is bath beer?
Bath beer is a special sort of dark beer produced in our brewery, family brewery Chodovar.
And this is beer that you can drink as well?
You can drink this beer. It's very good, but here is in the bath should be warm and not good to drink.
Of course, Czechs don't like drinking warm beer. They prefer cold beer, unlike the English. I should explain that at the head of the bath, there's a huge brass tap, and that is where the beer comes from. Can you, Moimir, can you just show us how the beer is poured into the bath briefly?
Yeah, sure.
So he's turning on the tap. There it is. Thick, foamy, dark beer poured into this bath, which is apparently supposed to be good for the skin, for the circulatory system, for the blood, for the hair, for everything. Aha, now the beer has arrived, because of course this is a very, very important part of the cure, not only to lie in the vat full of beer, but also to drink it as well. So here we have a pint of Chodovar lager, I believe, is that right?
Yeah, it's sure. It's a light beer. And not too much alcohol to have a good feeling, to have the beer in the bath and to try the beer cold to drink.
So here we are, a pint of lager, Chodovar beer. That's very good. So I should sit in this bath for 25 minutes, just enjoy it, I suppose, and relax.
Yeah. It's only to enjoy it, to swim, to bath, to take a break, to drink and to speak with friends.
Well, my 25 minutes are up. Time to get out of the bath and head for the relaxation room now. And the assistant's just handing me a dressing gown. Thank you very much. Now we're off to the relax. Thank you very much. Just putting the dressing gown on my shoulders. Okay, we're going to sit down on a sunbed now. Ah, I'm being wrapped up in a thick blanket. I have to say, this is very pleasant. Pleasant, maybe, but I still wasn't convinced that the beer spa wasn't just an elaborate joke. So I went to see one of the people who came up with the idea in the first place, Chodovar's chief brewer, Jiří Plevka.
No, it's not a joke. The idea to take the beer as a mixture in the bath is very old. It came from ancient Rome. And everybody knows that it's really healthy.
How can it be healthy? Beer makes you fat, alcohol isn't good for you. How can bathing in beer and then drinking it be good for your health?
The beer is known as a healthy thing because of vitamins. There is a B complex and it's very good for the skin. And in our beer spa, the bath is not only beer, there is 50% mineral water. The mineral water is very good for people with high pressure. And the beer as a mixture to this mineral water is very good for skin. And the hops in the beer is good for relax the body.
And I suppose it's mainly men, mainly male customers who use the spa. After all, it's every man's dream to be able to sit in a bath of beer.
It was a dream of many men, this bath in the beer or to swim in the beer. And now it is reality, but it's not a joke. And I think it's a very good thing to take also the woman, and not only the man, because I think it's very interesting for a woman, this healthy process for skin.
Claims like that have been met with anger and disbelief by those who are trying to get Czechs to consume less, not more, beer. Among them is Dr. Karol Nešpor, one of the country's leading anti-alcohol campaigners.
Well, these so-called beer spa are heavily financed by the alcohol industry. And we in Czech have a proverb, the bread you eat, the song you will sing. So this information are heavily biased. This humbug is a public relation exercise of beer industry.
You're saying there is no medical facts behind this?
Well, I have no problems with warm water. I have no problems with spa. I even have no problems with beer. But I have problems with alcohol in beer. So if this beer spa are alcohol-free, it's no problem for me. But the alcohol is the problem. And it's problem not only in the Czech Republic, but all over the world, including Great Britain.
Beer is so much part of Czech culture, though. Beer has been so important in building the Czech identity. Surely your voice is very much in the minority.
You think the tradition is an excuse. Before the war, Czech alcohol consumption was one-third of present alcohol consumption. So it is nothing to do with tradition. Besides this, there are almost no Czech breweries now. There are South African breweries in Czech Republic. So I don't think there are many reasons for national pride. I think it is rather a national shame.
So you, for one, will not be visiting the beer spa?
Well, definitely not. And I am afraid that we may, after some time, treat former patients of this spa here at our alcohol clinic. I met many people with severe skin problems, skin diseases, unsuccessfully treated by medical specialists. And when these people stop drinking alcohol, their skin conditions improved. So abstinence is much better for skin than the beer.
For Karol Nešpor, beer is the problem. For Jiří Plevka, beer is the solution for everything from high blood pressure to dry skin. Who knows who's right? But one thing's for certain. The Czechs still lead the world in per capita beer consumption, and they're not going to become teetotalers anytime soon.